is that on key government decisions that have to be taken in this country, the president has to consult other political principles. And in this case, he has gone ahead and indicated that he wants an election to be held before the 29th of June without consulting anyone. We have just completed the process of writing the new constitution. This constitution still needs to be made the law of the country. We still need to harmonize the old laws in the new constitution to ensure that we create conditions for a credible election. But I don't understand why he wants to stampede the whole country into an election that we are not ready for. And for me, that smacks of a sinister agenda on their part, because we know that June has got a symbolic value to them in terms of the violence that they deployed in the 2008 June presidential runoff. And they want to force this country to go into an election to push their own political agendas, but it's not in the national interest.
Mr. Mazuisa, your take on this application by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of court's, time, and even it's a waste of resources on his part. I like what Comrade Mangongera just said. He says President Mugabe wants us to go to an election that we are not prepared for, an election that we are not ready for. It's clear the MDCT is not ready. We've always known that. We've known that for a long time. But tough luck. The law of the land says we must go to elections by the 29th of June. The constitution of the land gives the president, Robert Mugabe, as the president, the powers to declare when this country should go to elections. It's as simple as that. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, like I said, is the prime minister, and it ends there. President Mugabe has the prerogatives, he's got the powers, he's entitled in terms of our constitution to declare when we should have elections. And what he is doing is very much in keeping with the constitution of the country. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's move is very clear. It's motivated by a desire to delay. What Comrade Mangongera is saying, they are not ready. It's motivated by an attempt to delay this election, and that is obviously coming out of the fact that they are not prepared for the election. They have no policy. They have no program that is well known by the people of Zimbabwe, a program that can appeal even to a section of our country. So that is their worry. Moreover, we've had the three independent opinion polls, one by Freedom House, one by Afrobarometer, one by Mass Public Opinion here in Zimbabwe, all of them confirming that President Mugabe and ZANU-PF will emerge victorious in the forthcoming election.
Mr. Mangongera, is it true that MDC is just trying to delay the elections? Are you not prepared as a party?
Katenda, we have been ready for an election since the day we were formed as a political party. And we can take on ZANU-PF or any other political formation at any time. Our policies are solid. Our ideas are solid. We have visionary leadership that is ready to take this country forward. ZANU-PF has been in power for the past 33 years. And what have they delivered to Zimbabweans? Poverty, suffering, unemployment. This is the tragedy that we have in Africa. We have a liberation movement that delivers independence but fails to chart a developmental path that results in Zimbabwe becoming the kind of Zimbabwe that we would like to see. I don't understand what my friend is talking about when he says the president has got the prerogative and that he's sticking to the constitution. Since when have ZANU-PF become sticklers for the constitution? We know that they have violated this constitution left, right, and center. They have violated the GPA left, right, and center. And this notion that we should have an election before the 29th of June because it's constitutional, it's nonsense. Because they have never respected the constitution. They have never respected the GPA. Mr. Mugabe is a player in this game. He cannot be a player and a referee at the same time.
Mr. Mazuisa, your response.
Well, don't tell me about anti-corruption and corruption. We know there's only one party in Zimbabwe right now that has serious and several convictions when it comes to corruption, and that is the MDCT. It's on record. They conducted an internal disciplinary hearing, and they convicted their people. This anti-corruption thing was being used for partisan political purposes by people in the Harvest House. We know that. We've got the evidence, and it's coming out. People are being arrested now. The big guy at the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Unit has confirmed that they made mistakes. Why? Because they were under the instructions, clear instructions from the MDCT. But that is neither here nor there. The fact here is we are going to have elections in this country. The MDCT is unprepared, evidently, and it's very clear. We are now prepared as ZANU-PF to go and win resoundingly against the MDCT because our policies speak for themselves. Don't tell me about Nibge, don't tell me about Brainwax, all those, you know, attempts to try and come up with a smear campaign, to try and smear a policy that is positive, that is progressive, that is evident results on the ground. We want the people of Zishawane to tell us that the indigenization is not proper. We want the people of Bindura, Mutare, Wange, everywhere to tell us it's not proper. To the contrary, they are grateful for what President Robert Mugabe has done.
Mr. Mangongera, your last word.
Let me tell you what we have, my friend. We have got a whole catalogue of policies that are going to deliver this country to be the Zimbabwe that Zimbabweans would want to see. I can tell you that we have got a job plan to create 1 million jobs in the first 5 years of an MDC government. And we will do that. We will create an investment climate that will make sure that this country generates wealth but does not distribute that which is already there. We have got policies that will ensure that we grow the cake, we grow the national cake before we can actually talk about sharing it. We have got policies that will ensure that every Zimbabwean benefits, and not just ministers, not just ministers' brothers, not just ministers' wives and sisters, but every Zimbabwean gets an opportunity to contribute to the growth of this country. We have got those policies. So these guys are telling us that, you know, go to Zishawane. We don't have to go to Zishawane. We can only check here in Harare to see what has happened with indigenization. And we've got the papers as well.